without any further introduction, I guess, we'll just go right to, do we have him on the line now? Is that, yep, we have him. This is a great honor. Let's give him, yes, there it is. Former President of the United States, Bill Clinton. Bill!
What?
Bill!
What?
It's great.
It's
great.
How's it going?
It's going great, Bill, and it's good to hear from you again. You know, I haven't talked to you in a while, actually. I know you've been, pretty busy after retirement and all from the presidency. Things are going well.
It's been so busy around here, you can't believe it. I'm out here in San Francisco right now. You know, and I'll tell you, it's crazy. This is just bad for the country. But here I'm here on my birthday, and I'm so happy that you decided to let me in on your radio show. We need all that support we can get from the St. Louis folks, and that can give all the support they can to Gray. Gray needs your support.
So you're out there in California just working on the recall, I guess, and very busy
on
with
this
that.
Recall. I think if this doesn't work out, I think I should just go ahead and run for governor myself. California.
Is your name on the ballot out there? We got a scoop here on this Lone Ranger program. That is quite... You know, that would be something. You'd have Hillary, of course, out there in the Senate in New York, and Bill Clinton's name on a ballot in California. That would be something, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would be something. Yeah. I mean, actually, my name is under Gary Coleman, actually.
Ah!
That's where I'm running at, but don't really tell anybody about that.
The true dark horse candidate. Yeah. Well, I had thought that given your own impeachment, you must have at least some sympathies for Davis in this situation.
Total sympathy. You know, I'm advising him on what to do and what type of diversionary tactics he should be using here.
I don't know if you're
not that tough, if you know what I mean.
You were the master. I don't know if you thought of this idea or not. I was going to just kind of give you an idea for Davis. Maybe this would help. What if he hired an intern, had semi-sexual relations with her, and then that would just totally distract the vote, and then he could claim that the whole recall vote is nothing but sex, and I think he'd win. I really think it'd be a path to victory for him. I don't know if it's too late to come up with that strategy or not, but I had that brainstorm.
Oh, Lord, that strategy was already employed. You know, it's something that's going to come up soon. It's very well could.
It's old. Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, anything I can do to help, for sure, because what do you miss most about being president? You know, now with all the changes in the country and all, you must miss something the most. What do you think you miss the most about being president?
Oh boy, I just miss messing around with Republicans.
Well, you can still do that, probably not quite as well. But
oh boy, it was so great every day, just absolutely vetoing every piece of legislation they put forward. And then the times I did sign it, I signed it when I was not in the right state. Okay, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, we won't go into that, I guess. You know, there's little happiness in the Oval Office at times, I suppose. You know, I wanted to let you put a few things to rest here, too, because I think, I like to help you clear the record whenever I can. And some people, you know, it's still out there in the news. I think it's vicious, but they will claim that you cost Al Gore that 2000 election. And have you and Gore ever discussed this or, you know, ever brought up that subject?
Like, all the time we discuss it. Let me tell you one thing. Old guy Gore, I tell you, he was a victim of the vast right-wing conspiracy.
Yep.
I tell you, it is alive and well, and they're doing what they can to destroy the Democratic Party.
There's no doubt about it, Bill. I mean, that's... if nothing else, your experience has really proven that. So, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Tipper Gore shares a birthday with you. She actually was born on this date, too. I guess you knew that, but maybe not, you know.
I never knew. We never celebrated her birthday.
Is that right?
In fact, Al never celebrates her birthday. He never told me about any celebration, but maybe that's why Al never showed up to my birthday celebration.
That could be. Maybe he was...
Lord, you helped me figure out something that I've been thinking about ever since I left office.
I'm always, I think it's
Lloyd,
always...
You are, Lloyd, you're one intelligent man, let me tell you. One intelligent man.
Oh, yeah. No, I appreciate it. But I'm not going to hold a candle to you, Bill, and you know that. You know my respect for you is immense. I've never seen you know, more sagacity.
Don't you mean a cigar?
Well, I don't smoke, you know. It's bad for you.
Well, why don't you smoke? Why don't you smoke a good old Cuban one of these days?
What brand would you recommend? But how is Hillary? How is she doing? I guess I don't want to throw a damper on the conversation, but you know, were you excited when she won that New York race? And I guess we haven't talked since she won that, and she seems to be doing real well in the Senate.
She's doing just fine. You know, this is the way I get around term limits too, if you know what I mean. You know,
we
have her run in 2008. That'll be she'll win, and that'll be 8 more years of Clinton.
I didn't know if you wanted to break that or not, but I am hearing rumors even 2004. So you're still towing the party line, so to speak, of 2008. But I'm hearing rumors 2004 may even be in the works. Have you got those kind of aggressive plans, maybe? Or
No, Lloyd. I mean, if you see what's happening, we don't want to, waste an election. You know, Hillary's got to be primed a little more, if you know what I mean. So I think in 2008, she's just going to be fine. But to tell you the truth, I mean, she'll run, but I'm going to run the show anyway.
Yeah. It's your turn to be the power behind the scenes. I think that's only fair.
Oh, yeah, she ran everything at the first 8 years, and, you know.
And now it's your turn. It's your turn to be president. I agree, you know. Well, that's only fair. No, I think you always had one of the best sense of humor.
I really appreciate these candid conversations.
I think it's important that people clear the air, and I think the fact that you can joke about such things, that speaks volumes. You know, I think that you've been so trashed by the vast right-wing conspiracy that I think that's only fair, really,
I tell you, I just can't believe, we'd be trashed. We're trashed every day by Fox News and by... and by this new book out here called Treason by Ann Coulter, just absolutely tearing into the fabric of the party. It doesn't mean anything. It's all a bunch of lies. James Carville said that too,
Oh, yeah, I've seen Carville's. He's refuted it many times over, I know, and it's just scandalous, basically what people get away with sometimes.
Why did he marry Mary Matlin? I have no idea.
I do not. I hate to even speculate why, because it would be counterintuitive, but I'm sure. Hey, there were also reports that you were considering becoming a talk show host. Was there any truth to those?
Oh, it's still in the works.
Is that still in the works? That would be so great to have you to listen to again on the air all day like that. I think
I've been
fantastic.
Trying so hard to get into CNN, trying to replace Larry King. After all, the CNN is named after me,
Oh, the Clinton News Network. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know why they're just not giving me my own time slot. I should have it should be a replacement for Larry King.
I'm sure you could trounce his ratings too. I mean that would definitely do it, So, do you have any predictions in the California governor's race? Do you have how do you think the recall will go, and who do you think's gonna, assuming that Davis is recalled, or maybe that's a stretch, but
Lloyd Davis is going to be recalled. This thing's already decided right now. Gray's going to be in there. I'm very confident of it.
He's going to be in it. Any thoughts on the New York blackout?
That's a vast right-wing conspiracy. I think what happened there is that somebody just threw the wrong switch intentionally. They wanted to get that energy bill through.
Yeah, and so they're trying to, you always follow the money. That was the one thing I learned in politics, was always follow the money.
Lloyd, follow the money. Let me tell you, I've raised more money for the Democrats than anybody has ever raised. Combined, Lyndon Johnson and FDR combined.
That's not bad from a boy from Arkansas, is it? That's awfully good.
That's the American dream, Lloyd. Anywhere in the States, you can be a success.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you being able to come on and talk to us tonight, Bill. That was, happy birthday to you for sure. And we miss you out here, We like talking to you whenever you get a chance.
I love St. Louis, Lloyd. I get there as much as I can.
You definitely stop in for a home-cooked meal, and, Say hi to Monica too for me, okay? You know,
you bet, Lawrence.
Absolutely. Maybe be on her show or whatever. So I think that'd be great. You know, get the whole gang back together again.
Absolutely, Lloyd. Anytime.
And you stick with that California recall. That's you know, make sure that one comes out heads up.
Hey, it's gonna be just fine. Gray's gonna be in there. Just forget about Bustamante. He won't get in there. We're cutting his funding.
You go get him, Bill. You go get him.
All right.
Bye bye.
Bye, Lloyd. Take care.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And there you have it, folks. Bill Clinton, 42nd President of the United States, calling in on the Lone Ranger program. Just giving us his words of political wisdom that just, you know, eternally true, basically. You can give me a call, 314-454-0400. Toll free, 1-877-920-WGNU. And let's see, what else we got here in the news we can talk about? Oh, we're due for a break. Tell you what, we'll take a break, and then right after that, be back to take more of your calls and discuss some of the events in the news. Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, be right back after these messages.